Wake up. Hey, this is Jeremy. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast, the podcast where we discuss important biblical truths and hear a cheese ball joke of the day. This week, we're focused on this question. What is sin? And we know the answer is sin is disobeying God. That's the bottom line. Sin means not doing what God tells us to do or doing what God tells us not to do. I don't love talking about sin, but it's important for us all to understand. We studied yesterday that we are all sinners. But even more important than that, it's important for us to understand that God still loves us. He loves us so much that even though we broke His rules, even though because of that we deserve to be separated from Him forever, He sent somebody to take the punishment for us. Jesus, who loved us very much, came and lived a perfect life. He never, ever, ever disobeyed God the Father. He never sinned. He lived a perfect life, and then He died in our place. Before we get into talking more about what sin is and how icky that is, I want to make sure you get that. God loves you, even though you sinned. He wants you to be forgiven and adopted into His family. So Jesus took your punishment. Now you can turn away from your sin and put your trust in God and be adopted into His family. We'll talk some more about sin in just a moment after this hilarious, hopefully hilarious, joke of the day.
Clara, what do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
What?
A can't opener.
Okay, guys, I hope you're already awake and already focused on the fact that sin is disobeying God. We all have done it. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you see that word sin in the Bible, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it usually comes from a word that originally means to miss the mark, to not hit a bullseye. So if sin is missing the mark, what that word is trying to teach us is that God has a perfect plan. God has perfect rules. God has perfect expectations. God tells us exactly how we should live, and we all miss the mark. We don't hit it. We mess up. We don't do exactly like we're supposed to do. None of us have ever been able to live a perfect life. From Adam and Eve all the way to us, nobody's ever gotten it right every time. We all have missed the bullseye. We've all missed the mark. Romans 3:23, when it says all of sin, it says basically the same idea. We missed the mark. We came short of the glory of God. None of us could live up to it. None of us could be perfect. And that is bad because of our sin. We deserve a punishment that should last forever. But it's also beautiful because that God who gave us the rules that we wouldn't follow, the one whose mark we missed, the one who we couldn't live up to, the perfect creator of the universe, still loves us so much. In spite of our sin, our rebellion against Him, He still loves us. So I want you to be aware of what sin is. It's disobeying God, and I want you to know that it's a terrible, disgusting, ugly thing to disobey the creator of the universe, but it doesn't have to be the end of the story. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to talking some more about this subject tomorrow morning.